Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. It's a great program. We've been talking about it a little bit here. It's been operating for over, 25 years. People know about it, but what do they know about it? The Montana Youth Challenge Academy. This is centered in Dillon, Montana, on the campus of Montana Western, University of Montana Western. And what's it all about? Well, I think it's all about those opportunities. In America, we talk about we have got opportunities in our country. You got to value them. And sometimes it takes a little learning to know how to value those opportunities, and life can kick you. And you know that as well. So what happens when that happens to our youth? Well, it can set them on a real difficult life course, or they can make choices like the ones that are made here by graduating cadets, the Montana Youth Challenge Academy. That graduation takes place on Saturday, and we're going to talk to members of the Class 52 today on Voices of Montana. A good program here today. I like this Montana Youth Challenge Academy. It's really a transformative kind of program, too. It's voluntary, so, you know, at-risk youth, I guess, can redirect their lives here. I think that's a big part of this, is making that call to say, yeah, I'm going to set my own future. And not just respond to things that happen in our environment. Campus University of Montana in Dillon there as well. It is a military-style environment. Cadets do gain discipline. I think that's important. And then academic recovery if necessary, some leadership training. And that's, I think, pretty cool as well. Life skills and leadership training. Sometimes our youth are surprised to recognize that they have leadership skills. And, boy, and that sets them off in a new direction as well. So, a bit later on, this will kind of, we'll roll, through this as the hour happens here. Counselor Tammy Pittman is going to join us. Insights on the growth and the challenges there. And we're going to have, it's graduating cadets Hazel Wallace and Aaron Kyle to join us here as well. And then Parker Bray, who is a former cadet. To join us. But let's welcome the new director of Montana Youth Challenge Academy. It's Melissa Robbins. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Zay?
Doing good. Appreciate you coming alongside. You know what? You got everybody around the conference phone there. Could we just say good morning, everyone?
Good morning.
Nice. Appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to chatting as we go. But Melissa, let's talk about this Youth Challenge Academy here. I know this is Class 52 and a commencement June 21st, but there's a lot more here. I mean, this is a nationwide program. It's been around since 99 in Montana. You've helped over, pretty close to 4,200 graduates already in that time. And congratulations on being named director here as well. I know that Trent Gibson is off now to lead the Montana National Guard. Good morning and good luck. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good. Things are going good. We're getting prepared for graduation this Saturday. We have 99 cadets that are going to graduate. Like you said, just the mission here with the structured environment, providing at-risk youth with even more skills, with job skills, physical skills, emotional skills, so they can just leave here. And our hope is for them to be productive citizens as they go. We're looking for kids between 16 and 18 year olds. We have two classes each cycle, each year. So we're also geared up for the next class, which will start in July as well. So it just keeps moving here. One of the things we like to highlight just about the program and its success is that we have a really good post-residential program. We have mentors assigned to every cadet. So the 99 that are graduating here for the next year, we'll follow them and just make sure we keep them placed and keep them feeling like they're supported, even though they're not here in the residential piece anymore.
99 graduating. What is the class like? I know it's 22 weeks, and we talked about some of the things that you learn here. How does this shape up?
Well, we start out with acclimation, with the just 10 days over at the armory, which is really structured. The kids are starting to learn, you know, the quasi-military aspects of the program and just really getting their foot in the door to see if they really want to commit to this program. Because like you had mentioned, it is very challenging. And then we go into residential here at Clark Hall at Western. I think some of the highlights, which we can ask the cadets here as well, just getting them out into the communities with a lot of the service community projects, the opportunities to take college classes. We have lots of different vocational opportunities and presentations from various organizations just trying to increase their awareness of possibilities for their future.
Well, and do you have anything else to add? I mean, you've got another class coming up. Is there a cost to it? Do folks have to have commit to a military career afterwards?
Absolutely not. We have a percentage of cadets who do find interest and do enlist while they're here or enlist shortly after leaving here. But we set kids up to go either, you know, to Western. We have a cadet going to Montana Tech. Just lots of different options for them to look into. A lot of kids go into employment, Job Corps, and it is between $26,000 and $28,000 scholarship to attend Montana Youth Challenge. It's free to the students and their parents. It's funded state and federal funding, and so it's a major opportunity for kids to embark on, and if they succeed, just a huge advantage for them in their life to finish.
We're going to talk to a couple of cadets here, too, real soon, Hazel and Aaron. But Melissa, again, director of Montana Youth Challenge Academy, and it's myMYCAacademy.org for more information. Why don't you talk about those challenges? Why don't you talk about, from what you have seen there, you know, how these young adults, you know, come to make that decision to go ahead and take more control over their lives, change their lives, and then how do they get through some of these challenging times?
Well, we have amazing staff, over 50 people work here, and we have the cadre, different departments that are supporting cadets day in and day out. And so they have a lot of different people giving them different perspectives. I would say each cadet, you know, figures out who they connect with the most. And as they progress through the program, you can see them go through these cycles of just committing to the program, recognizing what they may need to change, you know, accepting that they need to make a change. And their journey, I mean, even through the 22 weeks, we see kids go up and down. And now we're going into graduation, so we also see this different change in them with a little bit of apprehension leaving the program and kind of the structure that's been provided here for them. So going back, we just hope and want them to have as much skills as they can to be successful on their next, you know, adventure.
This is a great time to welcome the two graduating cadets here from Class 52. Hazel Wallace. Good morning, Hazel. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, ma'am?
I'm from around Belgrade area.
Nice. I was just spent a little time there myself. Aaron Kyle, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm hanging right in there. And where are you from?
I'm from Colstrip, Montana, sir.
Right on. Hey, you know, guys, whatever you're comfortable with sharing here, please do. Congratulations. And I'll go back to you, Hazel. Congratulations on this graduating class. I'm really curious about, you know, when you decided that I'm going to sign up for this challenge. It's 22 weeks, and then you still have a mentoring program after graduating. What helped you make that decision, Hazel?
Well, I was working full time, and life was good, but I figured that if I didn't, you know, get an education for myself and start planning for my future instead of just full time work at like a restaurant, that I might spend the rest of my life in a restaurant, and that's not what I wanted to do. So I found out about this program through my brother, and he told me all the great things about it, and I decided, well, might as well try it, and here I am.
Nice. Are you really happy you did?
Absolutely, absolutely. The greatest opportunity I think I've ever received in my life.
Who was the Hazel Wallace before compared to the Hazel Wallace now?
She was a very independent individual who definitely has learned a lot about, I guess you don't really realize how selfish you are until you start to serve like other people, which is what this STC community hours and stuff have really helped me realize. And the other girls in this program, other cadets, peers, what they've been through, it's just been really eye-opening for me as a individual.
Cool. That's really cool. Let's go, Aaron Kyle from Colstrip. What was your decision, Aaron, to accept this challenge? Was it you kind of needed that direction? And you know, just what's your experience been like?
My experience has been like actually, it's been pretty nice here. I've learned a lot of ways to help myself succeed. And when I first got here, or when I decided to come here, I was really just being a rowdy teenage boy and just not listening, not paying attention in school, not getting my stuff done. I just didn't really care much. And then I came here and we started doing a bunch of teamwork activities, a bunch of stuff with other cadets that were my age, peers, and it kind of opened my eyes to see that you have to be there to help other people, to be a team. So I kind of figured out that I needed to fix my ways and kind of go from there. And I've been loving it here. It's been pretty nice. It's really fun to meet a bunch of new people from a bunch of different parts of Montana. And I enjoy most of the staff, and I actually hope more cycles come and they learn the same thing that I did.
Yeah, that's really cool. What did about your journey a little bit more? What did you learn, or what maybe surprised you, or what was there a day when you had a tough challenge? What got you through that? Talk about your journey a little bit, Aaron.
There was a bunch of tough challenges because, well, being a teenage boy with a bunch more teenage boys is not exactly fun. But what got me through that was just the cadre and the people that were around me telling me, hey, you deal with them one day, you help yourself, and then you help them. You have to make sure that you are patient enough to be around them and have the structure to help others before you can really just go out there and help everyone else in the world.
Yeah, it starts there. It does, you know, and then you have to kind of just walk the rest out. Aaron Kyle from Colstrip, a graduating cadet here, Class 52. Also, Director Robbins is with us, Montana Youth Challenge Academy. And back to Hazel Wallace from Belgrade. Hazel, maybe talk about some of those tough days that you encountered, or what got you through to that, and then what does this graduation week mean to you?
This graduation day means a lot for me. I didn't actually think I'd ever be graduating high school,
yeah.
So it's an incredible accomplishment for me. And what got me through those tough days was definitely the idea of graduating, just that delayed gratification. I just was holding on to the idea that I'm going to be out of here soon. There's no reason to, you know, mess anything up right now. And actually, by not, you know, reacting on those tough days, by just keeping my head down and my mouth quiet, I've made some good friends and I've gained some support and some trust in the cadre and staff. And it was, you know, there's a lot of support and you don't always have that outside of here. So on tough days, when you have support, it's a lot easier to get through those tough days.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa, talk about these two cadets. Talk about Hazel and Aaron and what you've heard.
Well, they're both filling top leadership roles in the company. And Wallace is the speaker for graduation. She competed and was able to achieve that honor, which is amazing. Just throughout the program, I think you've seen them gain confidence and exhibit respect on a day-to-day basis. And just as they explained, I think they just socially interacting with other people and their peers and learning to ask for help when they need it. These two cadets have really grown as humans. We're really proud of them and can see they're going to do good things after they leave here as well.
A lot of things to learn here at the Montana Youth Challenge Academy, discipline, academics, leadership. Really cool there. Life skills, too. That's all a part of the process. And Class 52 is graduating on Saturday, June 21st, this Saturday. That is a 10 o'clock. I think I got it here somewhere. 10 o'clock. And this is open to the public as well. 10 a.m. At the gymnasium, University of Montana, Western Campus, and then the Kelts Arena following that for light refreshments as well. So we're talking with graduating members. We'll be speaking soon with a former cadet as well, Parker Bray, and then Counselor Tammy Pittman enjoying the conversation with graduating cadets Hazel Wallace and Aaron Kyle and Melissa Robbins, also the new director on board here as well. And with that, well, I'm just going to launch right into our next segment here and introduce Parker Bray, who is a former cadet, graduating cadet, and now on staff there as well. Parker, how you doing, sir?
Doing good, Tom. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. So when, you know, you're sitting by there and you're listening to Hazel or Cadets Wallace and Kyle, talk about their experience. What went through your head?
I was just resonating with them. Everything they said clicked with me too. I graduated in 2019, January to June cycle. Everything that they were saying really resonated with me, everything from learning the structure to I was working before I came in and just needed something else to kind of push me along, get me going through life.
Yeah. So what is your and so 2019 too, that's a while ago. What does 5 or 6 years post graduation tell you about your experience there, Parker?
It's kind of crazy, Tom. The best way to explain it is all these tools that these cadets are learning throughout the cycle, some of them don't hit right away. I remember a couple years after I graduated, some situations were coming up, and I knew how to handle it right away, just kind of subconsciously. Looking back on it,
yeah,
I was able to get through those situations just based on what I learned here at Challenge, everything from structure to discipline to how to speak to peers, how to speak to authority. All of those situations might have been a lot more difficult if I didn't have that training that I gained when I came through Challenge.
Yeah. And what was some of those tougher days that, you know, whether you were in the class itself or outside of class, you know, where did you draw your strength when you needed strength, Parker?
Just motivation. I strongly believe life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And just trying to keep that outlook on attitude, just based on your reaction to events. Things that happen to you throughout life, whether it's your own making or a situation someone else has put you in, it's all about how you get through it and how you react to that situation.
Leadership. Did you recognize when you were young that you might have had some leadership qualities? And then when you went to this Youth Challenge Academy, did they start to unpack those for you?
Well, as a kid, you know, my parents always said, you know, you got some leadership material in you. And, you know, as a kid, you're like, well, maybe, who cares, right?
Yeah.
But, here at Challenge, every cadet goes through a leadership position, and they have to be in charge of other cadets and making sure that the job gets done. So when I was a cadet, I was put in as the platoon leader, and for 2 weeks, that was a really tough position because I had to make sure that my count was always good. If I gave the wrong count to a cadre, not very good things were going to happen. So I always had to make sure I had a good count whenever asked.
Right? I mean, that's part of it, being accountable to yourself and to others. That is a cadet. What are you doing there now, Parker?
I'm a cadre instructor. I started in, would have been 2021, December of 2021. Oh. I've been working as a cadre here since.
How would you instruct, were you the mentors for, cadets Wallace or Kyle or how, you know, how would you mentor, these two youth?
It's really cadet dependent. We try to work teamwork into it and have a broad spectrum of how we lead these cadets. But what really matters is getting down to the personal level. On one-on-ones, you know, cadets will come to you with some situations that are going on, whether it's here or at home. And as the cycle progresses, you start to learn what works for certain cadets, doesn't work for other cadets. And so it's kind of trial by fire and just seeing what works and what doesn't.
Parker Bray again, a graduating cadet, graduated 2019. Let's welcome Tammy Pittman as well. There's a whole host of folks here alongside, but Tammy is a counselor and a teacher there. And Tammy, we chatted with you last year. You've been there a bazillion years, haven't you?
Yes, Tom, I have. Gone on 26.
Congratulations 26 on that. And thank you for that. I mean, that's I should ask you, what gets you through some of those tougher days as well?
You know, you see the cadets when they come in day one, homesick, not sure what's going to happen, a lot of anxiety, and you just see the progress that they make throughout the program, the changes that they are making, goals that they're setting for themselves, and then goals that they're achieving here. And what gets you through is every day is a new day. You walk in, some days are better than others, right? But to see the final result, to see these young men and women at graduation, just what they've accomplished. For example, Cadet Wallace, she enlisted into the National Guard while she was here. And I'm going to speak a little bit about her because I'm her academic counselor.
Ew.
A very smart young lady. School was not her thing. She struggled in different schools. She's a very hard worker. She has a good work ethic, but coming in, going into regular classes, that anxiety, fear of failure, and just asking for staff for support, reaching out for staff to help her guide and support her through that. And, she got her high set. She passed her high set. And joined the National Guard. And I think for her, that's a huge accomplishment from where she was at academically to where she ended up. Just the end result. That's what keeps us going day after day.
Also, Cadet Aaron Kyle has joined the Marines. And Aaron, thank you for that. Hazel, I'm going to ask you because, Tammy's sitting there talking about you. Melissa and Parker, we're all talking about you. Have you gotten comfortable with that? Or how does that make you feel when they're kind of like encapsulating your life a little bit?
I feel very nervous, actually.
Yeah, I know.
It's very, like, I feel honored to be getting these, like, compliments and these nice things said about me by these people that have all worked hard for their futures, and just makes me want to work harder to be more like each of them, because here they are, and they're saying, well, she's got a bright future ahead of her, and I'm like, yeah, and I'll show you, I will show you that I do have a bright future. I'm not going to give up now.
Super. Hey, Aaron, I got about a minute and a half here or less than that. Aaron Kyle, again, graduating cadet. What went into your decision to further this military, your career as a Marine?
Going back on what I was thinking when I first started to come here was I wanted to do this place to see what I would like, if I would like the military style, if I needed the discipline, if I kind of need that stuff, and going through it, I kind of realized, yeah, I like it a lot, and it's really just there for me. And I've been thinking about going to the Marines for a long time. It's just I didn't know if I really wanted to or not, so I was using this as my kind of edge. And when I talked to the Marine recruiter and everything, and, everything was going well. I talked to my parents, and they just let me go. And they told me, this is your decision. This is what you're going to do. So...
Well, thank you for that. I mean, it's brave. It really is a brave decision, especially at this stage in your life. A lot of opportunities in front of you. So thank you both for that. We're going to take a break and we'll come on back and we'll talk more about the program here as well. 22 weeks, 16 to 18 years of age by the first day of admission. Graduating class 52. That happens this Saturday, 10 a.m. Again, this is in Dillon, Montana. Montana Youth Challenge Academy. What do you like stories and shows that talk about, overcoming challenges, turning things around, service, people who are dedicated to that service. And that's what we got here, too, as we're talking. And welcome back. You're from Montana, for Montana. We are two decades strong and working on three, and about as old as this Montana Youth Challenge Academy program. I know on a national level, it was established in 1993, and there are 29 states and territories that have similar programs. I think there's about, 45 programs overall nationwide here, 215,000 folks have graduated, including almost 5,000 from Montana here, which I believe began their program in 1999. We're talking with members of the graduating class of 52. Their commencement is Saturday, June 21st at 10 a.m. You are invited to that as well. It takes place at the campus of University of Montana Western in Dillon, where the program is housed. I think it's the only Youth Challenge Academy program housed actually at a university. Quite a list of good folk here. Melissa Robbins is with us, the director. It's mycaacademy.org for more information. A new director there as well is Trent Gibson, who had been the previous director, is now leading Montana's National Guard. Will soon be leading Cadet Hazel Wallace, who is graduating here as well and signing up for a National Guard term. Aaron Kyle, graduating cadet. He's going to be a Marine. Now, there's no connection. I mean, there's no requirement that you follow your military career or follow this military-style discipline into a military career. But they have chosen that, and so we appreciate that. Also alongside is Parker Bray, a former cadet, now a staffer there, graduated 2019. And then Tammy Pittman, a counselor and teacher there as well. So that's a long list, and thank you guys for being here. I appreciate that. We're having a ton of fun, and we're going to focus a little bit here, Tammy and Melissa, on this aspect of it, the education aspect, the mentoring aspect, the, you know, bringing out all those qualities that I think you have to have some faith and believe that is in every one of us, Tammy. Talk about how this program, and for me, that's probably the big focus, is to just make sure everybody knows that they're capable and they deserve to get the best out of themselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, through the support of the staff, the classes that they take, we are expanding on their skill set, how to work through adversity to increase their self-confidence. We like to say add more tools to your tool belt, right? Because as we know, life has its ups and downs. And it's how you pull yourself through when you're down, to get through that, but to learn and to grow through that. And just, you know, the physical and the emotional changes that they make while they're here is amazing.
You know what? It just struck me that I know you were bragging on because you're mentoring Hazel Wallace. Hazel, I'm going to throw it to you. And maybe she was a little bit blushing when you were talking about all those things. Why don't you brag about Tammy? Why don't you tell us what Tammy has provided for you down there?
Tammy has provided me with so much. She's provided me with support and just words of wisdom and a lot of skills that I will be taking to my future. And I'm actually sending my little sister here. Well, I'm not sending her. She's coming to the program here next cycle, and I know that she'll be in wonderful hands with Tammy as the counselor for her first platoon, which is the platoon I am in for the females. She's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. She's always kind, and she demonstrates leadership, servant leadership, and just qualities and traits that, you know, I'd like to someday have myself. And she's an amazing lady.
That's a high compliment.
She did my leadership interview, actually, with me for the position I'm in, the for the platoon leadership interview. And she was sitting there, and she was very easy to talk to. She gave me some great feedback, and I think that I'll probably use some of what she said for any future job interviews in my life.
Very cool. I hope you made her blush. I hope she's there blushing, okay?
A little teary.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron Kyle, why don't you give a shout-out? I mean, who has been important to you? When I say that, you know, who's the first one or two people that come to mind?
Important to me would be probably Mr. Stewart, my counselor, and pretty much all the cadre. All the cadre have been with us since acclimation. They've been helping us train up and be proficient in what we have here at Youth Challenge. Ben Stewart is my counselor. He's helped me come a long way with all my problems with anger, with being angry. He's helped me find new achievements. He's been just there for me when I asked for him. He's helped me get placement. I'm going back to school, then I'm going military. And he's helped me figure out other plans that I can have throughout my life. So,
Tammy, why don't you, thank you, Aaron. Tammy, why don't you talk about how that it is such a teamwork effort here as well, and talk about that cadre program that, that Parker Bray is a part of.
Yeah, well, you know, the cadre, they make it happen. There's lots of different departments within this organization, but the cadre is the department that is with the cadets 24/7. They are there doing the discipline, kind of that tough love, support, working, you know, through integrity, the drill and ceremony. But they're really the glue that holds this organization together. We have an outstanding cadre department. We have cadre that have been with us for multiple years. We are fortunate to have previous students as cadre. And I think that's what, you know, just really makes this program work. It's our outstanding cadre. We have a great staff, don't get me wrong, but it's your cadre. They're the ones, like I said, that are mentoring these cadets day in and day out.
Parker, talk about that. Talk about why you did that, you know, initially. And then, you know, what advice do you have for Hazel and Aaron at this point?
Well, to address your first question, Tom, when I was a cadet, I did not really have any aspirations to come back to be a cadre. I could see how hard that job was. You know, you're subjected to usually more than 8-hour days, and it seemed like a lot of hard work. After I graduated, I moved down to Wyoming, and I was working in Compass Manufacturing, and I reached out to my old cadre, and this was during class 45, and that was a pretty tough cycle, and they reached out and said, hey, why don't you apply, see what happens. Ended up applying, got an interview with Mr. Gibson and at the time Deputy Director Thomas, and that interview was very nerve-wracking. You know, I remembered them from when I was a cadet, and they just projected authority, and it was a little nerve-wracking. But ended up getting the job, and came back. One of the best decisions I've ever made. In regards to your second question, for Wallace and Kyle here, I would say that this is not going to be the toughest thing that you guys do in life, but now you have the tools to handle all that.
That's super. I think that's good. Hazel, how do you feel about that advice?
I feel like I'll take it to heart, and I'll definitely probably experience what he's saying. You know, he's older than me, and he's been through this program. He's been through life a little bit longer than I have, so he knows what he's talking about.
Aaron, Kyle, Cadet Kyle, how does it make you feel when you hear that advice? And you know, it's not like your life hasn't had a certain amount of challenges as well, but Parker Bray says, you know, don't forget, it gets tougher from here, and this is why you signed up for this program.
Well, when I hear him say some stuff like that, I'm just really thinking about when I go back in the real world and people are trying to get under my skin, or they're trying to force me to do something I don't want to do, and I'll have those skills from the cadre, from people who have taught me how to be proficient in saying no and being upfront with them and being, hey, I don't want to do this. That's just going to help me in the long run.
Finishing up here with this Montana Youth Challenge Academy. Again, it's class 52 graduation this weekend. The next class starts July 22nd, so right back into it here. Melissa Robbins is the director with the, and again, it's mycaacademy.org. for more information, but had a host of folks here still with us too. Melissa, I want to have you, you've been sitting back watching a lot of this, listening to this happen here. You're all around the speakerphone there. What are some of your thoughts? I'll get to some questions about parents and educators, but what are some of your thoughts about what this group here has shared?
It's really endearing to me just to hear from the cadets, and, you know, I've got to talk to Bray often, but not to sit and talk to him about a story or just have him kind of reflect on his experience here and kick it back to the current cadets.
obviously, Ms. Pittman, she's been a resource for me since I started working here 3 years ago. And so she's amazing to have on staff. So definitely just inspiring and taking on this new role as a director. It is definitely big shoes to fill, but we have an amazing team here across the board. Like Ms. Pittman was saying, just we have a great cadre department. We have cadre that have been there for a while. And across the board, the different departments, we have strengths among those departments with people who've been here, just filled with really great leadership. And that definitely is reflected in the cadets as well who've sat here and shared today.
And so, Tammy, I'm going to throw it to you, Ms. Pittman. I remember last year's show as well, they were calling you Ms. Pittman. I guess it's just something that stays with you. Why don't you tell us then what maybe we don't know or should know, the educators or the parents or the lawmakers about this program?
Well, you know, thinking back 26 years ago, where we were at and where we're at today, when we originally came about 1999, we were a HISET program. The kids came here to get their HISET. That was it. I feel over the past 26 years, we've made so much progress in the educational aspect. The cadets have the opportunity to take college classes. We offer a 15 military college credit program to the University of Montana Western. There are so many different options that are individual to each high school district where cadets may be able to obtain a high school diploma through their high schools. We offer OSHA classes, safe sitter classes, construction classes. The other thing that I feel we've really moved forward with is just in our outreach department, our admissions and recruiting department, and the partnership that we have with parents. Getting a student through challenge, it is a partnership, right? And I feel that partnership is stronger than it's ever been. And by what I mean by that is, you know, our admissions team, they're doing orientations in their community. I was a part of one in Browning a couple of weeks ago, and we invite mentors, previous parents, previous students, centers of influence from the communities to come and speak to these future parents, to these future cadets about their experience with challenge and takeaways that they have for that. So we've come a long way in 26 years, and I'm excited to see what the next, 15 years looks like.
That's really cool. Thank you for that. If you guys want to share cadets Hazel Wallace or Aaron Kyle or Cadre Parker Bray, take like 15 seconds. Any final thoughts from you guys?
This is Parker Bray here. I would totally agree with Tammy. Even in the past 5 years from 2019 when I was a cadet, some of these opportunities for licensing and certifications through the educational realm, these are pretty incredible opportunities that have been progressing through the last 5 years.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron and Hazel, want to thank anybody?
This is Cadet Kyle. It has helped me a lot with a lot of schoolwork because I never really understood a bunch of schooling. I never really got into it. But here they really teach you and really get you to the grindstone to understand what you're reading, what you're doing in math, what you're comprehending. It's just all the basics.
Cadet Wallace, take 10 seconds.
I'd just like to thank all the fine men and women that come in every day to support us, the staff members, these counselors, CIs. The time and effort they put into us is extraordinary, and I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, the gratitude's well placed. Melissa, thank you. Tammy, thank you. All, thank you so much. And have fun on Saturday, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.